Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and
Merry Christmas!
Of course, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today on this Christmas day. We will be talking about a famous Christmas song called What Child Is This? That's right. This song comes with a title that is a question. What child is this? I love this song. Actually, there are many Christmas songs that I love. Carolyn, what's a Christmas song that you like to sing at Christmas time?
Well, I think a lot of people really enjoy singing Silent Night, but my favorite song is a little bit less common, called Child So Lovely. So also talking about this child.
Yes, this child. And what child is this? One of my favorite songs is O Come, Emmanuel. And there are so many other Christmas songs and tunes that you might recognize during the Christmas season. Well, let's get started learning about this song.
What child is this? The answer is in this favorite Christmas song. In his beautiful Christmas carol, William Chatterton Dix asks a question people down through the centuries have asked. What child is this? Even today, people wonder about this baby who was born in a manger in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Dix provides some answers in this well-loved Christmas song. The setting. Dix wrote the lyrics for the song in 1865 during a time when Christmas was not a large commercial materialistic celebration. Some religious people remembered the day and celebrated it in a quiet, solemn way. Others didn't celebrate the day at all.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Merry Christmas! In today's article, we'll learn about one of the world's most famous Christmas carols, What Child Is This? By William Dix. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Carol. Carol is a noun. I enjoy so many Christmas songs that it's difficult to choose my favorite Christmas carol. Solemn. Solemn is an adjective. We turned off our cell phones during the funeral because it was a very solemn occasion. Worship. Worship is a verb. Every Sunday, May and her family go to church to praise and worship God. Salvation. Salvation is a noun. When Jesus died on the cross, he made salvation possible for everyone in the world. Your more information words are manger. Manger is a noun. Materialistic. Materialistic is an adjective. Christ. Christ is a noun. Let's dive right in to our article.
All right, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We read, the answer is in this favorite Christmas song. All right, the answer to what, Carolyn?
Well, the answer to our question in the title, what child is this? And you see in your article the lyrics to this song.
That's right. And Steve and Ken would like to talk about some of these lyrics. Liz also has something to say. All right, so maybe if you have your magazine, you can read along. First, let's go visit with Liz in the grammar gym, and then we'll see Steve and Ken in the information cloud. So pay attention.
Friends, I hope you're all doing well today. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Our article today is about a song that we often hear during the Christmas season. And here's today's grammar tip sentence. While shepherds watch are keeping. Notice the word watch. Normally, we use watch to mean that timepiece we wear on our wrists. But in today's sentence, watch has a completely different meaning. Here, it means the duty or period of time of guarding something. In other words, today's sentence just means while shepherds are doing their job of guarding. We use watch to mean duty or period of time of guarding something when we're talking about people who have to guard something. For example, Hank is a security guard at a museum, and during his watch, he enjoys walking around the exhibits. Or, the soldiers claim that during their watch, they saw a mysterious aircraft fly over them. Want more example sentences? Then check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi, friends. If I say to you, who did you meet this morning? Would you say there's something wrong with that sentence?
Most of you would probably say no. It's a perfectly good sentence. But if we really want to be picky, Ken should have said, whom did you meet this morning? Why? Because the person you met is the object of that sentence.
Okay, here's the rule. Use whom when you are referring to the object of a sentence. Use who when you are referring to the subject of a sentence. And how do you tell which is which? Just look at the verb.
Here's a sentence that might help you remember. Who throws the ball to whom? Who is the person throwing the ball or initiating the action? And whom is the one receiving the ball or being acted upon?
So with this rule in mind, we should say, whom did you meet this morning? But let's be honest, very few people talk like that these days. When someone calls, we're far more likely to answer, who do you wish to speak with? Rather than the grammatically correct sentence, with whom do you wish to speak?
So what should we do? Well, if it's spoken, don't bother using whom unless you're already using a formal phrase like, to whom am I speaking? But if you're writing, especially if it's something formal like a thesis or a legal contract, then stick to the grammar rules.
今天这一课介绍一首很有名的圣诞歌曲 What Child Is This? 注意到副歌的歌词讲到 This is Christ the King whom shepherds guard 这是由牧羊人守护的基督之王 这里用了现在已经很少用到的关系代名词 whom whom到底该用在什么地方 其实who跟whom 都是关系代名词表示谁 差别在于whom是当及物动词的受格 歌词这句话的动词guard 守护是个及物动词 因此这里用了whom而不是who 再举个例子 你今天早上遇到谁 应该要讲whom did you meet this morning 因为meet在这里是个及物动词 所以它的受词要用whom 但用在一般的会话当中 whom已经很少会用到 我们比较习惯用who 不管句子用的是及物或不及物动词 但是在正式的文件或报告当中 还是不要忽视文法上应该用到whom的地方 这就是今天的Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
This song does contain some very interesting words, so thank you for giving us a little explanation and insight into this song. Well, let's continue with the lesson here. The answer is in this favorite Christmas song, so answering the question, what child is this? And we read, in his beautiful Christmas carol, William Chatterton Dix asks a question people down through the centuries have asked. What child is this?
And we need to take a look at an important word in our lesson today. It has everything to do with this kind of song. It's the word carol. Now, a carol is a song of joy or of rejoicing in something, and especially we use the word carol talking about Christmas songs or Christmas carols.
That's right. So many people like to sing Christmas carols during Christmas time. You might also hear people say that they enjoy going caroling. It can be turned into a verb. Now, this is not the same as my name. My name is Carolyn, not caroling.
That's right, okay? But sometimes I'm sure Carolyn goes caroling on Christmas Eve. Am I right?
Yes, Gabe, you would be correct.
Okay, good. And then if you do enjoy caroling, then you are a caroler. You can go caroling with other people, singing in front of people's houses or in front of department stores or at open public spaces during Christmas time. That is caroling.
And it is a lot of fun. Well, people have always asked this question down through the ages. They have wondered, what child is this? And we read, even today, people wonder about this baby who was born in a manger in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. So this has been quite a long time that people have been asking this question.
Hey, he was born in a manger. That reminds me of another Christmas carol. Away in a manger. Okay, now little baby Jesus didn't have a crib for a bed. He rested in a manger, which is actually a feeding place for animals like cows and goats. That's what they would eat out of. That's kind of strange.
It is kind of strange, but that is all part of the Christmas story that we find in the Bible. They did not have a crib to place this baby in, the dear baby Jesus, so they laid him in the manger. Now, in asking what child is this, Dix provides some answers in this well-loved Christmas song. So many people love this song. It is well-loved.
All right, well, let's take a look at the setting of this song, the time and the place. Here we go. Dix wrote the lyrics for the song in 1865 during a time when Christmas was not a large, commercial, materialistic celebration. And Carolyn, I love the way our author describes Christmas now. Sometimes it is a large, commercial, and materialistic celebration.
It is. So it has gone from being something that was very small, something that very few people celebrated, to this very large event that focuses a lot on gift buying and giving, and it kind of has lost the true meaning that it originally had.
It's true, and that's kind of what materialistic means. You focus on material things, the things that you have, the clothes that you wear, your cars and houses and those kinds of things, how much money you have. That's all materialistic. So do you focus on materialistic things, or do you focus on other more important things in life?
That's right. So we continue reading here. Some religious people remembered the day and celebrated in a quiet, solemn way. So it wasn't a large celebration. It was done in a quiet, solemn way, which is a word from our word bank, solemn. Now, if something is solemn, then it is very respectful. There's not a lot going on. It's done kind of in a quiet way.
Okay, it may be kind of serious. Maybe you have a solemn conversation with somebody, something that is not really too happy. You're having a serious conversation, but it's important to discuss that topic. Okay, you might be having a solemn time. And this carol kind of sounds a little bit solemn.
It does, and we continue to read that others didn't celebrate the day at all. So this was not even a widely celebrated holiday, just a few people solemnly celebrating it. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看的是 materialistic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 material, M-A-T-E-R-I-A-L, 物质这个名词。所以 materialistic 是指物质主义的。例如 the girl became superficial and materialistic after she became famous. 这个女孩一出名之后变得既肤浅又物质主义。或者是 after several years, Sam found his pursuit of materialistic goals meaningless. 多年后,Sam发现追求物质的目标一点意义也没有。接下来我们看solemn这个形容词。Solemn是指庄重的或严肃的。至于它字尾的n是不发音的,念成solemn。例如, the boss was very solemn when he talked about the company's financial problems. 老板提及公司财务的问题时非常的沉重。 或是 her bright jacket wasn't appropriate for the solemn occasion. 她颜色鲜艳的外套不适合这个严肃的场合。
Today, our lesson focuses on a well-loved Christmas carol. What child is this? And the writer of this song, William Chatterton Dix, asks this question and, in the song's lyrics, provides some answers to this question that people have been asking for over 2,000 years. Well, let's continue learning a little bit about the hymn's meaning in the next part of our lesson.
What child is this? The hymn's meaning. Dix was moved to write about witnesses at the manger scene who knew that this was no ordinary birth yet didn't really fully understand its significance. The writer described an infant who sleeps on his mother's lap, is guarded by shepherds, greeted by angels with sweet songs, and worshipped by kings.Dix then answers his initial question by declaring that the baby is Christ, the King, who brings salvation to all people. He concluded that for this reason, we should sing about Christ, worship Him, and be filled with joy. Jesus indeed gives us cause for celebration on this, His birthday, Christmas Day.
Okay, well, we certainly do have a great reason to celebrate on Christmas Day and all year round because of what Jesus Christ has done for our lives. Now let's go back to the beginning of this section, the hymn's meaning, the hymn. You see that word H-Y-M-N, but it just sounds like you're saying H-I-M. However, the hymn, we're talking about the hymn's meaning here. What do we find out?
Well...We read that Dix was moved to write about witnesses at the manger scene who knew that this was no ordinary birth, yet didn't really fully understand its significance. So there was a lot going on here in this song and in the lyrics and what Dix wanted to capture when he wrote it.
Okay, he was moved to do this. Let's take a look at that word, move. Usually I think of, maybe...moving from one house to another, or I'm moving something from the table over to somewhere else. Is that what this word means here, Carolyn?
No, this is a different kind of move, and you saw there how are people moved. So you can be moved to do something. It means that you have this emotion, this feeling that you feel overwhelmed by it. So maybe you are moved to tears by something that is so sweet. It doesn't have to be something sad. It can be just a beautiful song or story, and it moves you in some way.
All right, so you're moved to tears. Emotionally, you have a reaction. Or maybe you're moved to do something, like Dix here. He was moved to write about these witnesses, the shepherds and the wise men, everybody that surrounded Jesus Christ when he was born. So he was moved and inspired to do this. Well, how do we continue here, Carolyn?
Well, we read, the writer described an infant who sleeps on his mother's lap, is guarded by shepherds, greeted by angels with sweet songs, and worshipped by kings. So there is a lot going on in this song.
That's right. All of these things that surround this little infant, this little baby Jesus. Well, let's take a look at our word from the word bank here. It is worship. And this means to respect and honor, but it means a lot more than that too, right, Carolyn? How would you use this word worship?
Well, worship is a pretty serious word, and we use it when we, like, bow down and give ourselves wholly to something. So, like, bowing down before God and worshiping Him. And because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that is happening here in this song.
That's right. Now, I often think of this word when I think about going to church. And maybe you're in church and everybody is singing. They're singing praise and worship songs. They're worshiping God with their voices. But I also think it's a lot more than that. Just like Carolyn said, you can worship God with your whole life. Everything you do, everything you say can be an act of worship.
That's right, and that is what many Christians aspire to do, to turn their entire lives into a life that worships and honors God. Now, we continue reading that Dix then answers his initial question by declaring that the baby is Christ the King, who brings salvation to all people.
And that's very important. We need to take a look at some things here. He is Christ the King. You see, Christ is underlined. It's a more information word. And Christ is a word that means anointed, but it also means that God has specially chosen this person to bring salvation to people. And now let's talk about that word, salvation. What does that mean, and how can you use it?
Well, salvation means that you are saved by God from evil in this world, from our sins, and, well, salvation comes through Jesus Christ alone. So, if you are seeking salvation, then you should be reading the Bible, getting to form a relationship with Jesus Christ and God.
That's right. For Him to save us, that gives us a relationship with God Himself. All right, well, we continue here. He concluded, the writer concluded, that for this reason, we should sing about Christ, worship Him, and be filled with joy. Well, of course, our salvation is a great reason to be filled with joy all the time.
Yes, it is, and Jesus indeed gives us cause for celebration on this, His birthday, Christmas Day.
All right, well, of course, many people think that December 25th is when Jesus was born. We don't really know for sure, but we can always have a reason to celebrate Jesus. All right, now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 worship 这个动词。Worship 是指崇拜或敬仰。例如 the worship leader of the church is also a famous entertainer. 这个教会的敬拜团主领也是一位有名的艺人。至于 worship 的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ,the aboriginals worshipped ravens in the old days. 这些原住民以前敬拜雷鸟。最后我们看的是 salvation 这个名词。salvation 在这里特别是指灵魂的救赎或得救。例如 ,the worship song is about Jesus' salvation. 这首敬拜的诗歌特别是谈到耶稣的救恩。salvation 也指救助或拯救。例如 ,the dress I'm making is beyond salvation. I need to start over.我正在做的这件衣服已经无药可救了，我得重新再做一件。And now let's head back to our teachers.
Well, we've learned all about the history of this famous Christmas carol, and Carolyn and I would now like to sing this song for you. But not only us two, we found our friends Nathaniel and Rebecca to help. It's good to have you guys.
Hello.
Long time no see.
All right, let me find my pitch pipe here. Ah. 1, 2.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping?This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring Him love, the babe, the Son of Mary.
And with that, we would like to wish you all a
Merry Christmas!
And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Okay, verse 2, you guys.
So bring Him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own Him, the King of kings, salvation brings.
Yeah, that was good.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.